The Work in Southern California. February 21, 1908. I have received instruction from the Lord that the Paradise Valley Sanitarium should not be turned over to a new corporation organized by the conference. For to do this, as has been proposed, would be to act unjustly and unrighteously toward those who in good faith have invested their means in this enterprise. It is not just to place the valuation of the property at such a reduced figure. It is said that the conference does not want to control this property, but because of the desire of some of the stockholders, the transfer has been consented to. The Lord has shown me that this property would better be retained by those who have put their means into it. He desires that those who, by their prayers and by the investment of their means, have shown their faith in this work, shall not be disappointed. Southern California is a field that should depend more than it has upon its own resources. It should have more facilities and should not be cramped as it has been in some respects. Southern California is a missionary field, a large part of which has received but little missionary effort. Henceforth, it should receive more attention. The various lines of work that can be carried on should be diligently studied, and the advantages of such cities as Redlands and Riverside, and the need of putting forth decided effort for them, faithfully investigated. Los Angeles demands constant labor because of its changing population. San Bernardino calls for earnest missionary effort. The work for all these places needs to be done by those who can adapt themselves to the needs of the field. In our work, we miss the labors of Elder Simpson, but we must not leave the work undone because some of the faithful workers fall by the way. In Loma Linda, we have an advantageous center for the carrying on of various missionary enterprises. We can see that it was in the providence of God that this sanitarium was placed in the possession of our people. We should appreciate Loma Linda as a place which the Lord foresaw we should need and which He gave. The cities in the San Bernardino Valley were presented before me as places where the truth should go with power. The small printing press that Brother Kellogg has furnished should prove a blessing to the work in that part of the field by printing publications that will be needed for the furtherance of the work in the Southern California cities. Our publications must now be greatly multiplied. Papers and leaflets containing the best discourses preached by our ministers are to be published and scattered widely throughout the regions where meetings are being held. It was the Lord who placed in our possession the sanitariums at Loma Linda, Glendale, and Paradise Valley. The first one secured, Paradise Valley, is to exert an influence that will place the cause in San Diego on vantage ground. In Brother and Sister Cummings, we have the right kind of help, for they have the fear of God before them. Brother and Sister Wessels worked hard at Paradise Valley. We wish that they might have remained, but they could not there have the educational advantages that their children needed. Glendale possessed these advantages, and it was thought best by them to move to Glendale, as Brother Wessels had been invited to take the management of the Glendale Sanitarium. Brother and Sister Simpson are engaged in work at Long Beach, in a convenient building that was originally built for a hospital. They are located where they can do a good work, and we sincerely hope that this will be the result of their labors there. We pray that the blessing of the Lord may be with Dr. Preston Kellogg as gentleman physician, with Dr. Winiger Simpson as lady physician, and with her husband as manager. I know that if this institution is conducted in the fear of God, and the workers seek conscientiously to do His will, their work will be fruitful. We trust that all who unite in this work, physicians, nurses, and helpers, will be laborers together with God. In this institution, it is the privilege of the workers to present the truth to the people and carry on the work of God intelligently and well. At our camp meetings, instead of spending much time in sermonizing, time should be given for heart-searching and seeking the Lord. I see so much to be done in spiritual lines that I greatly desire that our camp meetings shall accomplish all that God designs they shall. We have been indolent in regard to our duty to Southern California. The many tourists who visit the sites in this conference should be given opportunity to hear the truth for this time. Let us do all in our power to enlighten the people in this large field. It is the privilege of every believer to let the light shine forth. We are drawing near to the close of this earth's history. We have not 1 hour to devote to needless matters. Our ministers in the Southern California Conference should now devote their best efforts to proclaiming the message of truth in all these large resorts. The Lord will impart His grace to all who will work in Christ's lines. And hope and faith will strengthen as the workers for God put their trust in Him.